What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Waking Up with Phil. And in today's episode, I'm going to be answering a simple question that I've gotten a couple times now. And that is, what is the ultimate goal or purpose of this podcast? You know, I told you in episode one what we would be discussing, the types of things that we'd be discussing. But really, the question that I've been getting is, what is the purpose? What is the goal? And so I'd like to answer that for you guys today. And I want to start with saying that I think we all have, whether we're conscious of it or not, we all have very specific goals in life. They differ from person to person, and most of them exist within certain parameters. And that is, a lot of people desire to have the white picket fence family. You know, they want to have the husband or wife, they want to have a couple kids, they, you know, want to have the two cars in the garage, the third one for the 16-year-old, you know, they want to, you know, they want that life, you know, the summer vacation every year. Some people want, maybe without kids, they want just the wildly successful career with lots and lots of money and the fancy cars and the, you know, the really fancy attire and the really important business meetings and things of that nature. Some people, you know, they want to disappear into the woods somewhere and live with their squirrel friends and find peace amongst the acorns. You know, that some people, that's their goal. And there are a lot of people that share common goals, and, you know, everyone finds themselves in the middle somewhere. Maybe not with those three examples, but you know what I mean. I would like to be exceptionally wealthy with my wife and kids in the woods hanging out with the deer. That's really what I want. Actually, that doesn't sound too bad. Now that I say that out loud, that would be fantastic. In fact, I'm going to put that down in my bucket list as a new goal. Seriously, though, you know, my goal, aside from being just happy, I think that should be everyone's first and most important goal, is to be happy and to discover what it is that makes them happy. One of my biggest goals, and this podcast helps me fulfill that, is to be in the constant pursuit of knowledge and understanding. So when I say that, what I mean is not to be a mathematician and not to be a, you know, a collegiate star. What I mean is to just understand the ways of the world, inside and out. And that's what piques my interest. That's what gets me excited, you know. There's a whole different discussion that we can have about that. You know, if you want to hear more about that, go to my socials and let me know. You know, the podcast helps me with that in the sense that, for two reasons. One, in discussion or in talking about it, am able to really flesh out ideas. You know, when I record these and I upload them for you guys, I listen to them. And as I'm listening to them, it allows me reflection on my thoughts. And the reflection on my thoughts allows me to expand on those thoughts, allows me to contradict myself, you know, play devil's advocate against my thoughts, and to really dive deep into what I'm saying, what I'm thinking, how I'm feeling about those things. And then it also allows me, another goal I have, and I believe this is one of the most important duties that we have here in this world. In fact, Kevin Hart, when he was on his last podcast with Joe Rogan, or I should say he was on Joe Rogan's podcast last, he was talking about, you know, his ways of success, and Joe asked him, he's like, man, you know, like you give all this information away or something along those lines. And Kevin said, he's like, man, like, look, when I go, you know, am I going to be greedy with what I've learned and my knowledge and die with it? No, you know, I'm going to leave it for everyone after me so that they can do better than I'm doing, and they can pick up the torch, so to speak. And that's how I feel. I feel like it's, you know, in my opinion, it's so important that we are all in a constant pursuit of learning and learning whatever we want to learn. You don't have to learn what I want to learn necessarily, but you should be in a constant pursuit of learning. And I know, just like you know, that if one person believes things to be a certain way or is interested in something, there are millions of others who share a common interest. And so for those that share the interest in things that I find interesting or that I want to learn about, I want to leave my path to learning these things and discussing these things, fleshing out those ideas. I want to leave that for them. This is, you know, my sense of an intellectual legacy, an opportunity for people to weigh their thoughts against mine. And anyway, I mean, that's kind of how I feel about the podcast. Aside from that, you know, it's an opportunity for me to also open doors for really good discussion. I've got two people that I'm talking to currently that we just need to set up some dates for the interviews so that we can have a nice proper discussion here and bring that to you guys. But it opens the door for those kinds of discussions, for some discourse, you know, some opposite ideas to be thrown at each other and to flesh out thoughts. Like I've said already, it's to me maybe the most important thing that we all continue to be in that pursuit of just learning, to never stop being curious like children. You know, how sad is it that we get to adulthood and we almost stop learning? We lose our sense of curiosity. We lose our sense of wonder almost, and we're stuck in a rat race of life where, you know, the only objective is to make money so that we can survive. And I personally don't believe that we were meant for that. I don't believe that we were built for that. And I think that it's of the utmost importance that we don't lose that sense of childlike wonder and the desire to learn and grow. And so for me, that's the journey that I'm on. And like I said, this podcast really does help me stay focused on that to a degree. There are a lot of other things that I do for that, but this is an outlet for me to throw ideas out and almost test them against, you know, against you guys, the listeners. You know, I have full faith that you'll call me on my shit. And if I say something that seems totally off the wall, I believe that someone's going to call me on it, and that's awesome. And it allows me to reflect. And like I said, I listen to these recordings, and it gives me a mirror to look at, to play devil's advocate, to see where I can take the ideas and my understandings. All right, so I actually walked away from the recording just under that 9-minute mark, and I actually decided to come back really quick and record this last thought with you. I plan on my own, like when I have a guest, it'll be different. You know, it'll be, we'll be having a little bit more of an open conversation, but when it's just me, I plan on discussing the 7 Hermetic Principles in an upcoming podcast series and doing kind of a breakdown on the principles, how they relate to life. And that's what I have planned. First of all, if anybody has any thoughts on that series, good, bad, or otherwise, I'd like to hear about it. And if there are any other series of discussion that you'd like to hear me, you know, give my thoughts on, I'd love to hear from you. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do as a listener. go to www.facebook.com/wakingupwithphil. Again, that's facebook.com/wakingupwithphil. And on there, go to any of the posts. There's going to be a post with this specific podcast linked to it anyway. And go to the comments section for me. And in the comments, let me know what you'd like to hear me discuss. Know that I do plan on doing that Hermetic Principles series. But beyond that, or in conjunction with that, if there's anything you'd like to hear, or if you know, you maybe you have your own thoughts on it and you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, let me know. But with that being said, again, go to www.facebook.com/wakingupwithphil and let me know what you guys think and what you'd like to hear me talk about. Peace, y'all.